To my mind, walking meditations are all about acknowledging where we are in the moment, step by step. This meditation focuses on the sensations of breathing and walking. It's best if you notice whatever physical sensations emerge from the process of walking, such as the exertion in your limbs, or the timing and rhythm of your breath, or synchronizing the breath and the physical movement of your limbs as they sway side by side. Walking meditation is also about noticing sensory stimuli in the natural environment, such as the warmth of sunshine on your face, the roar of the wind, the sound of flowing water, or birdsong. Walking meditations are not a time for worrying, working out problems, or going through a thought process, all of which distracts you from being in the present. Walking meditations can be engaged in any location, inside or out, long or short. But to my mind, the best process is enjoyed outside in natural surroundings, such as a forest, the seashore, or a park. This is because your body has evolved to be replenished and feel a sense of well-being in the natural light and the open air. Even plant resins are known to have beneficial aromatic effects on our state of mind. You could, however, walk in a garden, on a treadmill, or even around the block. Take as short or as long a walk as your situation allows. Throughout this exercise, I will ask you to monitor the sound, pace, and rhythm of your breath, as well as paying attention to the sensations of your body. Try to keep a fluid action to your walk with physical movements that are gentle, smooth, and relaxed. Begin by preparing for your relaxing walk. Ensure that you have the appropriate clothing and protective footwear, and you are limbered up and well stretched. Standing still in one place, take a deep breath in and out. Let your hand just rest lightly on your belly, feeling it moving up and down as you breathe in and out. You could even verbalize out aloud the words in and out as you inhale and exhale. Raising your arms above your head as you breathe in again, and lower your arms as you exhale. Shake your wrists, your hands, your limbs, your feet and legs. Stretch slowly and limber up patiently, breathing through each stretching exercise. I find that at the beginning of a walking meditation, if I am already in alert mode, I may fight with my thoughts at first, or hold on to my breath, or even breathe too fast. As you continue on the walk, try to breathe more slowly, more deeply, with each new step forward. Find a natural rhythm of breathing that matches the pace of your walking, naturally as you go. Match the rhythm of your steps to your breathing. Breathe naturally, and pay attention to how many naturally slow steps you take for each in-breath and out-breath. There's no need to count. Just trust your body to attune itself. If your in-breath tends to be short, keep that in mind and adjust it step by step until it is slower and deeper. Feel it refresh and energize your walking. Bringing your steps in line with the rhythm of your breath creates a sense of unity of body and mind. It also allows you to mirror yourself and feel connected to create a constant sense of flow. Walk at whatever pace is comfortable for you. It could be rigorous, especially if you're trying to discharge feelings of stress and anger, or it could be slow and gentle, so as to take stock of your sensory experience, the sounds, smells, light, and shadow. move with fluidity. Not too slow, but not rushing either. Walk sufficient for your needs and whatever feels good for you. Put one foot in front of the other. Left foot, right foot. Left foot, right foot. Time it with your breath. Allow this rhythm to soothe and relax you. Continue at this pace. Enjoy the flowing movement of your body. Feel your body becoming energized as your muscles exert themselves, stepping onto the ground and lifting again. Feel your limbs bending, stretching, exerting, and moving. If, as your attention wanders, direct your focus back to your breath and your footsteps. 1, 2, 3, 4. Continue to focus on your footsteps. Follow the movement of your left foot from the moment you plant it on the floor, rocking on the heel of your foot to the ball of your foot and your toes. Then focus as you begin, lifting the foot and transition to swinging it forward as it becomes free in the air. Then plant it back down again. Do this with both feet. You'll quickly realize there is no separation between the movements. They are in a stream of conscious fluidity. As each foot touches the ground, feel the energy rising and falling up through your legs, hips, torso, lungs, shoulders, head, and then back down again to your feet. Register the feeling of strength in your legs and hips, supporting the weight of your body. Notice as the weight shifts in a fluid, rocking moment from heel to toe, and then transforming to the heel of the other foot and the front of that foot, back to the first foot. Notice as the weight shifts. Notice the easy, repetitive pattern of your footsteps, almost as if you're on a rolling wheel or a pivot. Each part of the foot rolling into contact with the earth, while the other is in the air. One long continuous motion, like a wave ebbing and flowing. Allow your breath to flow smoothly, matching that ebb and flow. Listen to the sounds of your footsteps, the calm, relaxing rhythm, the cyclical beat. Notice all the rhythms of the body chime together. Heartbeat, breath, feet. As you improve your confidence, notice the natural environment around you, the surface you are walking on. Get onto some grass. Feel the temperature, the light on your face, the colours, the sounds, the smells. Enjoying the feeling and grateful for each passing moment. Slowly give way to the sun, sky, trees, and birds.